hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
Welcome into the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, intern Jack coming at you. Tennessee absolutely throttled Florida on Saturday night. Absolutely throttled them. We're down 0-3. It's like, okay, well, here we go again. And then just an onslaught of runs. And they just kept coming. 11 in one inning. Florida knew they had no shot at coming back. And it ended just about how I expected it to. You know, I think we talked a little bit on Friday. I said it would be probably a series in which Tennessee gets 2 of 3. And they did. You know, we talk about Friday. And, of course, the doubleheader that we had to play the first game, of course, at 3 o'clock. And then you had to play 45 minutes immediately following that. I mean, that's tough to do. And I don't think anybody really expected to go back-to-back on Friday. Because, I mean, that's really, really hard to do as an athlete. But we did exactly what I said we should have done. You jumped on them early. You get the win in game one. That way you're not having to play catch-up in game two. And then you come out Saturday. And you just absolutely dominate. And it also helps that both A&M and Arkansas lost their series this weekend, which now makes Tennessee the number one baseball team in the country, according to D1 Baseball. We got things rolling here, man.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you're still like third in the conference, though.
Which, right.
You know, because Kentucky was one of those teams that beat, what, Arkansas, I believe, took 2 or 3 from them. So it's kind of weird how it works, but, I mean, you'll take it. And that was an impressive weekend for sure.
And, you know, you get on utsports.com and you know the baseball team's good, and you know that the softball team's been playing pretty well. But, like, you look across the board right now, and, I mean, football's rolling. They're in the top 20. Basketball is a top 5 team. Baseball's number 1. Softball's top 5. I mean, even tennis is ranked right now. Like, that's how good a shape this athletic department
golf,
is.
Golf's number 1 seed, I think, in their region. You know, they start this weekend, I believe. So, yeah, I mean, sports we don't even talk about are just rolling. You know, you just scroll through Twitter and Daniel White's retweeting a sport that's just on top of the world right now and doing really well. I mean, it's just a tribute to him and Tennessee athletics as a whole.
Right. And, you know, I think part of it is you have to really sit down and look at it. But it's like we call ourselves an everything school. Mm-hmm. You know, some people have dubbed us that.
Yeah.
We got to win something in one of those things first.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, is you got to win something first.
Well, softball, it's what, they're back-to-back SEC champions, regular season champions.
I'm talking about a national title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like you got to win something.
Right.
Conference championships are great. You know, making it to the Elite Eight, that's great.
Yeah.
Making it to Final Fours would be great. But you got to start bringing home some of the big hardware.
I agree, yeah.
Some of the big hardware has got to come home before you can call yourself an everything school. Jack, how we doing, man?
Doing good, yeah. That baseball series was great. It's like Brett said, they struggle with pitching, clearly. They showed that with our 11-run inning. Got the win, which was nice. Had some great NBA playoffs. Anthony Edwards is quite literally him. They took down the Nuggets, which I thought would never happen. We'll see how that series continues to go. But, yeah, had a solid weekend. It was nice and sunny, and now it's all wet and rainy. And I want the sun back.
You want the sun back? You're not going to get the sun back for another week.
Yeah.
It's not happening. You're not getting it back.
Also, I'm okay with having conference champions. I feel like there was a long stretch of time where we struggled to get much of anything. So I'll take a conference championship every now and then. I know what you're saying. We definitely need some bigger hardware, but I'll take what we can get right now and just live it up while Danny White has been cooking everywhere.
And, you know, it really brings you back, and Brett, you know exactly where I'm going with this. Go back to November of 2017. The women's basketball program was in shambles. The basketball program for the men's side was not doing well. You just come off of two losing seasons. Hadn't even sniffed the dance. Football just had its worst season ever. Baseball wasn't even thought of.
Right.
I mean, it was literally like, I don't know if you could have even drew a worse picture for rock bottom for Tennessee athletics. And then you fast forward, you know, almost 7 years later, and it really is. It's night and day difference. It's night and day difference between back then and what it is now.
Yeah. No, I agree. A lot of it's the city. People like the city, too, not just the school. I mean, the city of Knoxville's really right. growing as well. I mean, we're not just a campus school. I mean, there's stuff you can go out. You get the mountains. You get the lakes. You get a lot of cool surrounding things to do as a campus, as a school, as a city. Because that's right. what you're doing, too. I mean, you're going to UT for athletics. They're giving you the scholarship, the NIL money, whatever it is. But you got to like where you're going to go live for the next 4 years, possibly. Mm-hmm. And so I think it attributes to a lot of that. And then, you know, you're getting the quality players and the quality people and that are running the school now. Like you said, we were in the depths of despair, really.
We were in the depths of hell. I mean,
yeah,
that's where we were.
And now it's just like you look up and you've got a quality team in about every sport. If the women's team can get it going with Kim Caldwell now, which everybody's – back being excited about, then I can't think of a sport that's not really rolling over there right now. And you know, I think it's only a matter of time for her as well. You know, so hopefully we can, like you said, bring home some hardware to show all this hard work and all the talent over there. You know, like, it's great being number one in the country and all, but you don't get trophies for that, you know. So hopefully, like you said, we're getting to that time of year where trophies are on the table. And really looking forward to these next couple months, especially.
The SM Athletics question of the day: what are the worst food items to bring to a tailgate?
Quite the transition.
BZ Vol has chimed in with healthy snacks and deviled eggs.
Oh, they stole mine.
Yeah, like veggies?
Yeah, veggies. Get those out of here.
No veggies?
No.
No veggies.
I'm down with like a fruit tray. Some fruit. That's cool. But veggies? Come on, man. Popcorn, that'd be weird.
That'd just make a mess, I feel like. I'll tell you something else. Steak.
Does this not go like hand in hand with like the Nealon question last week?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. But
now it'd be easier to eat a steak at a tailgate than it would be because you could sit down, maybe have a table, things like that.
You would actually have a steak knife that would actually
steak knife.
Work. Yeah.
You know, you don't stand in line. Maybe there's not a huge amount of people at your tailgate. You know, like, easier to grill, that sort of stuff.
Imagine spaghetti.
Oh, gosh, no.
That'd be awful. That'd be absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, because it's 100 degrees outside. You don't want something. I don't know. Pasta just seems like something. You know, you'd have the garlic bread. I don't know. It'd be tough.
Ugh. It's gross. Well, since the last time we've talked, some NBA teams have been shipped off to Cancun. Clippers. They're gone fishing.
Mm-hmm.
The Magic are gone fishing. Who else has gone fishing?
Since Friday?
Yeah.
I think that's it, right?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's all that's gone fishing.
Eight teams left.
Eight teams, yep.
And of course, you had game one on Friday between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, and the Timberwolves pull out the win. Anthony Edwards leading the way with 43 points. Game two will be tonight. And then yesterday, of course, the Cavs defeat the Magic, and that was a series in which I thought the Magic were actually going to make something.
Nobody won a road game.
Nobody won a road game.
Yeah, the Magic, I thought, were going to do it yesterday. They were – then Donovan Mitchell happened.
Donovan Mitchell.
And Wagner did not.
No. I mean, Banchero, he had 38 and 16.
Oh, he's a stud, dude.
Oh,
he's going to be so good.
I did not see Franz's line.
No, yeah. He was
1 and 15. Oof. From the field.
He had a decent series overall.
What are you
doing? He did. He was like 13 of 17 one game.
Yeah, he was part of their second best player most
that
of the series.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Can't win a game with that happening.
Yep, he had a triple single. I mean, he literally did nothing. He had a minus 13 in the plus minus category.
K. Cavs just had that playoff experience. The Magic will surely be back. They're way too
young
and ahead of schedule. Yeah, for sure.
They'll make a trade. They got a lot of money. Yep. You know, Paul George's rumor, Clay. I mean, I don't know how much those guys actually help them. They're all aging superstars, but I don't know how else you're going to make your team much better. But, you know, they definitely pair somebody with Banchero.
Yeah. They're going to have to get him some help.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because, I mean, you basically gave him Markelle Fultz.
Well, Suggs is a decent player.
He was a minus 16 last night, though.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, he's dealing with Garland and Mitchell. Like, I don't know what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, there's not really much he can do in that situation. Because Darius Garland's not a bad player at all.
He didn't even have his greatest game, and they still got the win.
Right. So now it's Cleveland and Boston.
Here's your prize.
That'll be
quick series five.
A sweep or a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not going to be anything extravagant. I don't expect this series to go any more than five games.
It'll be interesting without Porzingis playing. He's been rumored to miss the whole entire round against Cleveland. So that could have some implications. But, I mean, once again, the Celtics are just more experienced. They got just a better starting five. Cleveland barely came away with this series win. So it's looking like it'll end soon.
Right now, as it stands tonight, you got game two of the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Minnesota leads 1-0 in that series. Denver is a 5.5-point favorite. That game will be on TNT. And then you have game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals between the Pacers and the Knicks. New York, 5.5-point favorite. And, of course, tomorrow you've got Boston and Cleveland. And you also have the Thunder and the Mavs. And when I look at this right now and the way it's shaping up, it's going to be Boston and New York for the East.
Yeah.
It's most likely going to be Oklahoma City and Denver from the West.
Okay. No belief in the Timberwolves, huh?
Especially after you know they got game one on the road.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Man, I was going to say, Jake, if there's one way to get you into the NBA, it might be through Anthony Edwards because he is just the reincarnation of Michael Jordan.
I mean,
have you watched this dude play?
Yes, and it's very fun to watch. I'll say that much. You know, and we always make the comparisons to Jimmy Butler and Michael Jordan. You know, not just that playoff, that dog mentality, but how they look, because there's a few similarities there. But then you put Anthony Edwards in the mix. That's a Michael Jordan clone.
He's
drawn a lot of comparisons to Michael Jordan, you know, obviously not from the conspiracy theory, realm of things, but from an actual gameplay perspective as well.
Athleticism,
athleticism is there.
Yeah.
Everything
is as far as it goes.
Well, I mean, and everything's kind of falling into place for him right now. Everything's falling into place for Minnesota right now. I mean, you just swept the Suns, you get a game on Denver, the reigning NBA champion.
Yeah, the Lakers fought them for five games. I mean, they were beat up. Murray's not fully healthy, I don't think, and they just got dogs everywhere, man. They take on Ant's mentality, and just play hard. Jokic was having all sorts of issues. They can just throw bodies at him left and right, and then they got the perimeter to defend those guys that they got.
Was there anything that surprised you coming out of round one?
I got 7 of 8. Series is right, and the one I got wrong was the Timberwolves Suns one. So I was expecting
the sweep by
just,
the Timberwolves.
Yeah, how they did it was very surprising. That's my biggest surprise, and the fact that they might continue to bust my bracket because I had Denver winning the whole thing, and they might mess around and win this series and change the entire scope of the playoffs. So it's going to be so fun to watch. I can't wait for tonight. If the Timberwolves stole another game in Denver.
See, now you're playing with house money. You got that game. You can just go out and possibly win.
And the way Anthony Edwards plays, like how he's just having fun out there and smiling the whole time, I mean, it's right into his hands, it seems like.
Then, of course, I wouldn't say this was a huge surprise, but I did not expect this to end the way that it did was the 76ers season. I expected a little bit more out of them than that.
Yeah, I mean, Embiid not being healthy and stuff maybe hurt him a little bit, but
yeah.
I mean, New York just has that New York mentality. They have those three Villanova dudes that are just, That's why I kind of like Indiana. I just don't know if they can do that again, play 45-plus minutes a night, like their three best players against a decent, I mean, a quality Indiana side. I mean, who knows about Miles Turner? Did he miss a game or was hurt or something? I don't know.
I didn't know that.
But, I mean, they got – it'll be a fun series. I think that's got seven written all over it for some reason. I don't know. Siakam's a tough matchup, I think, for them as well. But we'll see.
It's going to be interesting to see. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio. Back here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. Guys, if you haven't already, go check out the 37 Club today at fanrunradio.com/37club. Well, John Reed and I have been working on some stuff to get thrown up on the merch store. Hopefully we can get that done this week. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the rest of what all is happening in the sports world out there right now. So there's a lot, but there's also not a lot. Like, we've reached that point in the year where it's like there's a lot going on, but there's not a lot going on.
It's rough right now. Yeah, I mean, we got baseball.
Yeah. And I think every last one of us on this show will admit that's not our area of expertise.
Yeah, for sure.
Our areas of expertise are basketball and football.
NBA playoffs keeping us alive right now, but.
And I will not watch the UFL.
Thank goodness.
I don't even know, like, is that still going on? Like, I have no idea what's happening in the world of football right now.
As long as we don't talk about the Nashville Cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that. If we have to resort to that, I'd rather just talk about nonsense than to talk about that. But, I mean, there's really not much going on in the sports world. You got the NBA playoffs going on, in which my team is done. Brett's team is done. Jack's team is done. So we've reached the point, it's like, I don't really want to talk about it because now it's just sadder and sadder and sadder. And you look at, you know, Major League Baseball right now. Of course, you know, we're a station for the Braves. We like the Braves here. You look at the standings right now. Braves are second in their division.
They got messed up by the Dodgers this weekend, right, Brett?
Yeah, they got swept.
Oof. And then you have my Cubbies that are tied for first in their division with the Brew Crew. Cardinals are awful. Colorado Rockies are pretty bad. Poor Jordan Beck. He's got to go out there and deal with that, Brett.
Yeah, but I mean, you're in the big leagues. You're at your ultimate goal right now, no matter how bad the team is. And because the team was struggling, they called you up. They wanted some help. They think a lot of you. So I think it goes a long way. I mean, I think the way the Vols in baseball are trending right now, we're going to see more and more of that. You know, we obviously saw Lipscomb up with the Nationals. Recently, I think he's still up. I'm not sure. But I mean, there's some other guys that are up. You get some of the pitchers that are up there right now. So I think this is going to be a trend for Tennessee baseball. You know, especially the way they're going these days.
Yeah. And two, you got to think, it's like, if you can just get you a hot streak going, you'll remain at big level ball. You'll remain at the show. You're not going to get back down to AAA.
Yeah.
Because AAA, I mean, we'll call it like it is, that's where careers go to die.
Yeah.
Is in AAA.
Well, no, it takes a lot of mental fortitude to battle through that, man. I would imagine, like, you know, they start at AA, maybe single-A, and have worked their way all the way up through the ranks. I mean, as, you know, and, you know, it shows what – you know, those guys don't have it easy. Even Paul Skeens, you know, the number one overall pick, dominant in college. I mean, he's still in the minors right now with the Pirates organization. So that tells you how hard it is to get to that level. And he's as good as any college guy I've seen. You know, I don't watch a whole lot of baseball since recently. And he's as good as it gets. And, you know, I kind of wonder what they're waiting on to put him up there. You don't want him wasting his arm down in the minors. So, I mean, put him in the show, you know. So, you know, so it's impressive, and, you know, I'm just glad to see those guys up there, especially guys I know, and they're kind of part of that team I really everybody started rolling with, you know, that 2022 team.
So, like, from this team, we got Simo getting drafted, I'm sure, Blake Burke getting drafted,
They may have been drafted last year, you know, and just decided to stay in school, you know, so.
Which, and there's a weird rule with the MLB draft as well. Like, you can either go straight in from high school to the draft, or you have to, you know, play collegiate ball for, I think, 3 years. It's like
three
one of the,
years.
It's like one of the weirdest rules ever. Like, the MLB has a really weird draft rule.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't really, you know, getting drafted. I mean, it seems like everybody gets drafted in baseball.
Yeah.
They have like 30 rounds or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you need that many rounds?
There were three Jacob Millers drafted
in
the last MLB draft.
Wow.
Yeah. I got my name called three times. Twice in one round. It was
and
pretty
here,
great.
And here you sit.
Yeah.
Just Mr. Calling, man.
Washed up. Bum.
Too many crystals.
Too many crystals. Ruined my career. But anyway, I mean, that's just the nature of the MLB draft compared to others is it's very just weird.
Yeah.
And the NBA, I mean, we got to the point now where we really don't understand what's going on there. It's like, okay, well, you don't have to go play college ball. You can go to the G League or you can go play a year in NBL over in Australia, which we've seen some people do. LaMelo Ball did that, of course. And you look at Major League Baseball. It's like, okay, well, either I make the jump now or I don't make the jump. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that regret that decision. I'm sure there's a lot of guys.
I'm sure, like, Simo and Burke are making more money playing for UT than they would be in the minors. And they're traveling on airplanes and getting quality meals. You know, that's a huge factor in all of this now, too.
Right.
You know, like, before, you would jump at the chance to go pro, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, so now it's just they got every luxury here. You know, they're probably getting seen just as much by scouts and stuff. Now, granted, you're not on a certain team, but, you know, like he's in college. He's still enjoying himself. Why not stay and play for one of the best coaches around and best teams around and enjoy yourself, you know, have fun.
And something else you got to take into account, you know, if you're going in like anything lower than round three, like, you're not making $1 million.
Really? Your slot, is that the cutoff?
That's pretty much your slot value. I mean, they can go over that or they can go under that. But, like, who was it? It was, I think it was actually Kumar Rocker. He had to go play indie ball because Tim Corbin didn't care about his players and their well-being. Therefore, hurts himself, loses that money, and then has to go play a year of indie ball before actually coming and playing Major League
Baseball. Well, and I remember, like, Maui Ohuna was sitting on the fence – like, coming, whether he's going to go or stay, it seemed like for as long as he was one of the last ones. He went to the very last day where you could decide whether you're going or staying.
Right.
And I'm sure it was a huge decision. I mean,
well, and two, you got to look at the fact that, you know, these signing bonuses, like, that's pretty much what you're going to be living off of for a few years.
Right.
Like, just because the slot value for number 23 is $3,380,900.
Is that first round?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you get drafted at that spot,
mm-hmm.
you have to live off of that money because minor league baseball salaries are not much.
Well, some of the guys going in now will have whatever. I mean, when's NIL stop? NIL stop? Is it as soon as they decide they're going pro?
I mean, if they have deals with the company, I'm sure. I don't know because, I mean, that's still new to
like
me as well.
If you're a first-round draft pick, like maybe a team or a company still wants to keep you on for the potential down the road. Hey, this guy could be a stud for the Braves or something like that, and make us more money because he's, you know, playing for a Major League Baseball team or a pro NFL team, you know, like, who knows? Like, I mean, there's so many questions with it all.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know.
Well, and
I mean, what would you do if you're a first-round draft? I mean, if you're a first-round draft pick, you have to
if
go,
I'm a
first-rounder,
right? I'm going.
You're pretty much carrying – yeah, you're probably starting at AAA for a bit, and if you have get off to a good start, you're probably on a Major League team, especially if you're not a great team.
Right. So, I mean, the way – usually works is they basically send you to rookie ball. Like, they'll send you out to Arizona, they'll send you down to Florida or wherever, you know, wherever your organization's at, and then they'll move you to single A. And, you know, like, for the Cubs, for example, they are either the South Bend Cubs or the Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
Well, it's like a pitcher. Is it better to pitch in the SEC versus some of these teams, some of the bats you see, or is it better to go and is single A better than SEC baseball?
You don't know. I mean, you got guys that are fighting, you know, tooth and nail at that level. So they got something to prove. They are trying their hardest.
Like, as a pitcher, I wouldn't want to face our lineup, like Tennessee's lineup.
Oh, God, no.
And now if you shut him down, your scouts are going to see that. Like, dang, he just, you know, struck out the side. That's three MLB bats right there. He struck out between Simo, Amick, and Burke. If you go boom, 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 get him out on consistent basis, I can only imagine. So, but, no, it's tough call. I don't know. I don't really know how any of that works.
Right. But, I mean, at one point, and, Jack, I don't know how much you've looked into it, but there's a really good channel out there on YouTube called Antonelli Baseball, and he goes and deep dives into what it's like growing up, or not growing up, but trying to come up through the minors.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
So, obviously, you know, this was back before they were making a lot of money, but now they at least make enough money to live off of now.
Right.
But back then, it was nothing just to walk in and see like 10 guys from the same roster all renting out a studio or a one-bedroom apartment, but just to try to make ends meet.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, Brock Purdy lives with one of his offensive linemen right now because his contract is so small and the cost of living out in San Fran is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, because he's still on his rookie deal, and he was the last pick of this, you know, the entire NFL draft.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about that. The fact that
– And he went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he just went to a Super Bowl, and he's having to live on someone's couch.
That's probably another rookie that's probably there too, but, I mean, I doubt he's living with, you know.
Right.
Some guy's competing with a job with. Yeah. I doubt him and Trey Lance were in the same house.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a thing. That probably wasn't a thing at all. But, I mean – You know, there were times, too, where Matt would say that, you know, they would get meal money and go on the road. It's like, here's $20. It's like, okay, well, equivalent that to today's dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you're on the road and, you know, you're not getting the best buses.
No.
A lot of times you're not flying.
Oh, you're not flying at all, probably.
No. Unless you're literally, like, I don't know, going to the showcase.
Yeah,
I guess.
Don't know. Yeah.
If you're one of the best minor league players in the country. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that might be the only time you fly. But $20 a day, if you were given $20 a day in today's dollars, what are you eating?
Well, we heard the other day you barely get a sack full.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing is like you.
I mean, a combo meal, like just a basic combo meal somewhere. Like I just went to Bojangles this morning. Mm-hmm. It was like almost $11 for just the number one Cajun filet meal. It was just like give you three bow rounds, an orange juice, and a biscuit. And it was almost $11. Just for that.
That is nuts.
I mean.
We're not going to make it.
That's brutal.
And it was flooding. My car's getting wet. It's $11. What in the world?
On top of that, he's wet.
I don't know what you asked, but the Cajun filet biscuit's money. I love that thing.
Oh, it is. But the thing is, like, if you're on that, you're not going to be, like, you're not going to be eating any of those, man.
Now, I will say the buses have probably upgraded since then.
I would hope.
Now they got Wi-Fi and, like, I don't even know if you can watch DVDs anymore. They don't make the dang things.
No.
I mean, but now at least there's Wi-Fi, probably some AC, you know, things like that, you know. But, I mean, road trips were fun. I remember doing them in college, but that was only for, like, one weekend for one game, not a whole series, and not multiple times during the dead of summer, you know, like, you're tired, you're hurting. Mm-hmm. Last thing you wanted to do was get on a bus, you know, for me, after a 90-minute soccer game, but I can't imagine these guys doing it for, you know, weeks on end, not every single weekend, because obviously you get home games, but, like, that's just – it sounds brutal. But, I mean, I don't know.
So minimum salaries for rookie ball increased from $4,800 to $19,800.
Mm-hmm.
For high, they went from $11,000 to $27,300. 13,800 to 27,300 at Double A, and 17,500 to 45,800 at Triple A.
Do you think a lot of these guys that play for the Smokies, you think they live down here in Knoxville and just drive up to Sevierville? Because I don't even know where you live in Sevierville up there.
I mean, I don't know. Like, usually there's either a host family or a bunch of guys just try to go and
find like a Airbnb kind of thing, maybe shack up.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing is, like, how are you supposed to live on that is what I want to know. Because you have clubhouse fees as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just because your salary says $27,300 does not mean you're going to see all of that $27,300.
Well, I did hear when they were up at the Smokies Park on the drive or whatever, like, they had, like, the clubhouse guy, like, that runs the clubhouse stuff. And he was talking about when they go on road trips, like, sometimes this, you know, certain meals are catered in for the team and things like that. You know, mainly it was either like a breakfast or a dinner, but the rest you were kind of on your own, you know, sort of thing. You know, when they're at home, you know, food's provided before and after the games.
Right.
Things like that. So, but, you know, and obviously some guys just make more than others, you know, depending on draft
pick. Some guys get bat deals. Some guys get, you know, different deals. So, like, imagine being in double-A ball and you've been there for a few years and you didn't get any of the, you know, the bat deals, the apparel deals or whatever. And now imagine being a top prospect, Under Armour sending you stuff, New Balance is sending you stuff, Nike, Adidas, Jordan, like, they're all sending you stuff. Imagine how it'd feel being, like, one of these 26-year-old guys. It's been in the clubhouse for a minute and not getting any of that.
Well, I wonder how many guys just decide, hey, I'm going to Uber, you know, like a couple nights a week if I can find the time just to earn some extra dollars.
Yeah.
Uber Eats, whatever it might be, just do something like – work at a little restaurant, a mom and pop, like up there in Gatlinburg.
Yeah,
just, you know, something like that, just to earn some extra ends meet and gas money, whatever you need.
Yeah.
You know, some guys may do that. I don't know. I couldn't pick out a Smokies player if he walked in here right now.
No.
You know, like, I don't know who these guys are. It'd be
unless you got a couple of studs coming up. I mean, you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
It's like everybody knew who Jackson Holiday was.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some good players come.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, we've had a few come through here. I saw Javi Baez's first game as a Tennessee Smokey. When he was coming through in 2013 before he, you know, made the show.
I think Anthony Rizzo might have played here a little bit when he was with the Cubs. Wow. Was he with the Cubs?
Yeah, Rizzo didn't play here. No. Chris Bryant did.
Okay, Chris Bryant. That's who I was thinking
about. Yeah, because Rizzo was traded to the Cubs. Chris Bryant came through here. Javi Baez came through here.
They've had some good players. I mean, they've been a good organization. Because they were the Blue Jays first, right? Weren't they the Blue Jays and then switched to the Cubs?
They were the Knoxville Blue Jays, and I think they might have been the Knoxville Smokies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should change our name instead of the Tennessee Smokies.
You think it's – I guess it's going to stay when they move back down here, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You know, when we talked about this out in the shop, it's like you could literally go to any store in Gatlinburg and basically get a knockoff Smokey shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just don't see any of it being sold down here in Knoxville at all. Like, any of the local – I don't know a place to go. Like, if I don't go up there – to the actual park or some surrounding area up there, there's nothing really here in Knoxville. I mean, that'll change once they move back down here, but yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Very interesting. I want to continue this conversation. Stay with us. Final segment of hour number one coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Final segment of hour number one right here on Fan Run Radio. It's the G.I. Jake Show. It's Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, intern Jack. Another hour and 15 minutes left in the show. You know, I keep going back to this whole minor league baseball thing, and I know that the majority of people listening do not care, but does any of that interest anybody else at all? It's like the fact that they don't make that much money at all, and if you don't have a good signing bonus, you're basically out of the league within like 3 to 4 years.
I think that's an extreme benefit of NIL is players get to stick around in college and make a whole lot more money and then maybe have a better shot of being stable if they're in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, sometimes we don't love NIL, but it definitely has its benefits for sure.
Absolutely. Brett. What's your whole takeaway on this? This is interesting to me.
It's all these guys' ultimate dream is to get to the big leagues. And, you know, with this draft, you don't ever go straight to the big leagues, I guess you said, per se. You don't go straight to the top unless you're just something special. You know, not even like some of the best players we've seen come through, Bryce Harper, any of those guys, Strasburg, any of those like top guys that I can remember like when I was growing up, like these guys were like, you know, like not to the same level of like Kobe and LeBron, you know, that go straight from high school to the pros, you know, straight to the league.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've got really good high school talent that goes straight to the minors. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, that one of the best players I've seen in college baseball was Paul Skeens, and even the other guy, the batter they had last year was
Tommy Tanks.
Or no, the other guy. They had another guy, like a leadoff hitter. I can't think of his name, but he hit like 400, 500, that whatever it was.
Nuts.
And, you know, and even he, you know, is, I think, still in the minors. I've drawn a blank on his name. But so, you know, these guys, I mean, I bet they're kind of thankful, like, you know, that they have this. If they're good in college, they're going to make a lot of money. I mean, and for especially for them as a college kid,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all the incentive to come back. And I think, you know, I, you know, a few years back, these guys would have been, we wouldn't get to see Burke and Simo for 4 years like we've had, mm-hmm. you know, some guys for five, or get these transfers in like Billy Amick, who turned down probably a good bit of money, I would say, to come to Tennessee, you know, and better himself and be on a higher profile to where he maybe gets to be a higher draft pick. And I think he's done that this year. And so, I don't know, it's cool to see these guys. And, you know, like I said, it's their ultimate dream to make the pros. And baseball just takes a little longer to get there. It's a lot harder. I can't think of anything harder probably to do in any sport to get to the highest level than baseball.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And baseball, you know, is a tough sport. So I appreciate what these guys do.
Yeah, baseball, I mean, it's kind of like it is, man. It's tough. I mean, it's not like, you know, we talk about the NBA all the time and the NFL and how you got guys that are fighting for roster spots on an NBA roster. I mean, you're basically fighting with 12 other guys,
mm-hmm.
15 guys, whatever it may be. Well, in baseball, I mean, you got to think, dude, there's upwards of 40 to 50 people on a roster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's who you're competing against. It's like, you want to get called up.
Yeah.
And it's bad because you're almost rooting for someone's failure that's above you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're rooting for their failure. You're trying to be better than what they are. And that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just go in and you're not the top dog.
No, I agree. I mean, football's similar. I mean, even a top draft pick in football, I mean, you're maybe a left tackle or an edge rusher, things like that. But if, like, a lot of times now we'll see quarterbacks more and more now are going to get starting jobs, you know, straight out of college, you know, right mm-hmm. when they get to the pros. But those, you know, lesser draft picks, I mean, you're going to get beat up Rudy style just to make a roster. Yeah. You know, you're going against monsters now. You're not the top dog anymore like you were in college. Just because you're first-team All-American in college, you're going against a lot of other first-team All-Americans, great athletes like you. So, I mean, you know, it's tough, you know, and in every sport. I shouldn't just say baseball. So every sport's tough, you know. But now football, you get the opportunity more now with the UFL and some of those other ones that have been created. I mean, guys have been noticed, quarterbacks and wide receivers especially, are making roster spots, you know, once their season ends.
Donovan chimes in. He says, I don't understand the high school to MLB thing. A close friend of mine's brother-in-law went last year,
mm-hmm.
first pick of round three, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Arizona, got hurt. I think it's ultimately, quote, I'm going to bet on myself mentality, but he doesn't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe you're that good out of high school and you just want to go straight there, and, yeah, a simple thing as an injury can derail the whole thing. And
hey, Brett, cut the video if you don't care.
It's a risk you have to take.
Switch it back over to the commercial page. Something's going on.
Also, I figured out that LSU dude, Dylan Cruz, is that who you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dylan Cruz, that's who it was. Vol Moose has chimed in on the question of the day. Salad is what he said. Be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would also think something like ice cream would be hard to do.
Yeah, because you have no proper way of storing it.
Right. But, I mean, you'll get people that have probably, no doubt, have brought it out to...
Oh, you know how well they have.
I mean, kids. Some tailgates have kids nowadays running around. They want some dessert, you know?
Like, yeah.
I mean, dessert's fine, but ice cream's just – I wouldn't understand that. Now, I haven't seen it a lot unless they've got proper – I don't know. but yeah, something like that would be tough. I mean, most tailgate food, it's hard to find something that's not good at a tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
You can – any finger foods, really. So.
I mean – it's just, can we just stick to hamburgers and hot dogs when it comes to this stuff, man?
I just, you know, I've never personally ever ran my own tailgate, but I can't think of anything more stressful than trying to host a tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that would be a very stressful thing. Now, some people enjoy doing it. That's part of their game day experience is, hey, I want to have the best tailgate out here. The more people, the better, you know, more it gets talked about. You know, you get featured on the Jumbotron, Tennessee tailgate of the game, or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there's reward to it, you know. People coming hanging out. And I mean, now you get help. People bring food. And if you're coming to my tailgate, I expect you to bring something, you know, help out a little bit.
No freeloading at Brett's tailgate.
Yeah. Not that I would do it anymore. I've always been the freeloader, just bouncing around tailgates when I have been down there. I've never personally ever had my own. So, but yeah, no, it's, yeah, I don't know. There's not many things that aren't good at a tailgate to have, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we've nailed most of it.
I think we have, for the most part.
Just something obscure we're not thinking about.
It's just very, very nuts. Very, very nuts to think that some people bring certain things. What in the world just happened?
People be bringing TVs, too. That's impressive. That seems like a nightmare to set up.
The generators and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bringing, like, their own, like, DirecTV boxes and stuff. Yeah.
Well,
bring
I mean,
the Xbox out there.
Nah, there will be no Xboxes.
No. You could do it pretty easy. Just hustle some people. Hey, just set up a sign. Mm-hmm. You can beat me. You know, I'll give you $5. You know, like, you know, make them pay you 20 or something. I don't know.
Brett, I'm the guy that goes in and edits my players.
Well, you can't do it on their system.
Nope. I can do it on mine.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, you go to somebody else's tailgate, you want to step up and challenge them, you got to play under their rules.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, if they want to play against me, they're going to have to play against me as the head coach and my 30 kids.
What are you saying? You can't win with just a regular squad?
I can.
You
got
to just juice up all your players?
I just juice up all my players.
Yeah, do you make them all 99 overalls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bad because they all transfer out and then they go somewhere else and win a Heisman Trophy because they're playing against a bunch of nobodies. Get a quarterback that rushes for 10,000 yards.
That's no fun.
It's fun.
You got to suffer a loss.
I'll beat you with Coastal Carolina, man.
You'll beat me with Coastal Carolina? Yeah. And my 99 overalls?
Oh, yeah. Light work.
Mm-mm-mm. Brett, did you play the last game that came out?
What was it, 14?
Yeah.
I'm sure I did.
That was with the Michigan guy.
Yeah, Denard Robinson. Never tied his shoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was something else. But, oh, yeah, I'm sure I did. I can't remember. It's just crazy it's been that long. As successful as they were, just we're done with this.
Right. Now, it's I'm looking forward to it. And I think that we might actually be getting some news this week on the game. Like,
I know there's supposed to be some trailer or something coming out this month.
Yeah, but I think we're going to get some news on it, like, very, very soon.
Because people were saying you could pre-order it now at GameStop and things like that.
Well, this has become the most, like, anticipated game maybe in the history of all sports games.
Yeah. Are you going to have the physical copy or are you just going to wait till you can download it to your system or just do both?
The day that I can download it to my system, I'm downloading it. Yeah. If I have to pay an extra $20 to get it 3 days early, I'm going to pay the extra $20 to get it three
Play
days early.
Play the little teaser or something like that?
Yes.
Like where they only give you like two teams or something? Weren't there games that you could only do that for a while?
Yeah.
I don't know, until the full game came out?
There was a weird one with this one. So, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but like 2018, 2019... Do y'all remember the old EA Sports NCAA football Twitter page?
I don't think so.
They posted the little heart monitor, mm-mm, like showing that they're still alive. And then in February 2021, they announced that the series would return. And we were supposed to have got it last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then people like Caleb Williams threw a fit. That's why I hate Caleb Williams.
And was it the ESPYs? They were supposed to show some... At the end of the show, like some video of it.
Yes, and we all got bamboozled.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. We all got bamboozled.
We had to watch the ESPYs and wait for it.
So, yeah, there will be more information that's dropped this month. I'm expecting it hopefully this week.
I'm honestly glad there was a delay at this point. That just means the game should be that much more better.
If this game sucks,
there's no way.
Unbelievable.
If they don't get this right, it's going to be bad.
I'm sure it's going to be. Pretty fantastic. The fact that you're talking about how these announcers, you're going to go into a game and the announcers are going to be based. It's like regular football on a Saturday. Like, mm-hmm, some days you don't know the Friday of the game. Like, you don't know who the announcer is going to be or who's it going to be. We're all wondering.
Yeah.
When we have an idea, but like now it's going to be awesome. Like, who's going to be calling the Tennessee-Florida rivalry game this year when you play it? Like, who's it going to be?
You never know. You never know. Stay with us. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.